painting of Bacchus and Ariadne must be one of the most brilliantly colourful paintings in the National Gallery. But this is no surprise, because Venice was in fact centre for the pigment trade for the whole of Europe. Many of the pigments, often based on semi-precious stones and minerals which had to be ground down to make the pigments to paint with, were imported, some from the Middle East, some from as far away as Afghanistan, to Venice, and then distributed throughout Europe. But of course, the Venetian painters were able to obtain the best and the most brilliant colours. Of these colours, the most famous and the most expensive is the blue ultramarine, extracted from lapis lazuli, the semi-precious stone mined in Afghanistan. There is ultramarine all over this painting, of course in the sky, in the mountains, and in the drapery of Ariadne, and perhaps at its richest and most intense, in the robes of the Bacchante, the figure to the right of Bacchus, with her clashing cymbals. To set off this brilliant blue, he's used an equally intense and bright orange, and this is made from more precious mineral pigments, orpiment and realgar. In the 16th century, they didn't know about the theory of complementary colours, as expounded in the 18th and 19th centuries, but Titian and many of his contemporaries had, it seems, an instinctive understanding of how the vibrancy of colours can be increased by setting one against the other.